Kia ora koutou katoa and welcome to Well with Anahila, the Labour List MP based in Whakapapa. It's been a while, everyone, but we are back here safely in level two in this our journey with COVID-19. But my guests today, I've got three lovely ladies from Whakapapa and they are from Smiths Ave. I've got Mel Brown. So Mel is an engineer. Electrical engineer, and Mel is using her knowledge in terms of electrical, building and plumbing skills to upgrade the buildings from inside and out. This is at Smiths Ave in Papakura, and we've got Violet Slade. Now, Violet works at the community house next door as a counsellor, and she refers clients to organisations to help meet their needs. And of course, we've got Rachel Ikurere, and Rachel works on admin and strategy for Smiths Ave, introducing new program to the centre. Now, for everyone who's listening, Smiths Ave is a community house in Papakura, and I've invited the ladies today to share some thoughts with us about what they're doing. So first of all, we'll just go around the room and we'll ask the ladies to introduce themselves, and we'll continue the corridor that way. We'll start with you, Mel. Welcome to Well with Anahila.
Kia ora. Hey, guys, it's an honour and a privilege to be here. So, yes, my name's Mel. I live in Papakura, have done for the last 20 years. And basically we just come together as a community of mothers and professionals and making a difference in our community. So that's what we're doing down at that space. And I believe things are working and we're moving forward now. So that's a bit about me.
Oh, thank you, Mel. And we go to Rachel. Rachel,
yeah.
Kia ora.
Kia ora, everyone. My name is Rachel Ikurere, and I've lived in Papakura for about almost 4 years now, loving it, and I'm the newbie done in Smith Ave, so yeah.
Welcome, Rachel, and we go to Violet Slade. Kia ora, Violet.
Kia ora, everybody. Ko Violet Slade, tuku ingoa. As Rachel says, she's the newbie, I'm the old hand. I'm part of the furniture from Smiths Ave, have been for the last 30-odd years, and it's great to see great things happening. That's what we're there for, is to help develop that new space and make it for community.
Kia ora, Violet. So Smiths Ave really started off with a volunteer of ladies that got together to run Smiths Ave. So tell us about the genesis of Smiths Ave and why do you do it?
Back in 1995, when netball closed down and moved across to Bruce Pullman, Smiths Ave became a dark place. Mm-hmm. There was no community life. There was no interaction with community. And over the years, whānau have just been wanting to find a way to get back together again. Mm-hmm. So we've had several people go through Smiths Ave, trying to do what they can to build it up and revitalise it. And up until today, Samom has come on board and we're really starting to push things now and making that place a safe haven for our tamariki, our rangatahi and our elders.
Mm. Kia ora, Violet. So when I introduce you, Mel, I mentioned a sanitary pad machine. Did I do that? Did I mention that? Could
not
you
yet.
Share what that? What's that?
Okay, so basically, as part of my role as infrastructure, entrepreneurship, and using the skill base that I have of being in the industry for over 20 odd years, an opportunity came up, and a sanitary machine unit, there are a few units that make up those units, became available. So we put our hands up and we said, yep, let's bring it in. So as part of that process, bringing that into our community, that's part of the drives that we do, so be able to link with a lot of our community, whether it be school, and show them from grassroots level, hey, this is how this is made. We can produce these products, and this has been part of our COVID-19 response for our packs being different from every other group, but the engineering part of it is infrastructure, is to show why we do these things. So we're just using it as another tool.
So you talked about you had food packs and you had that in there as well.
Yes.
So the sanitary pad machine is you make that at Smiths Ave.
Yes. So the very unique thing that we do different to all the other organisations is just be able to take and make a product from these machines and be able to bring our community into that space and see how these things are put together. So that's something that's totally different. So that's something that we wanted to do.
So in this COVID-19, Rachel, you're the admin person. Yes. Tell us, what did you do in the last 6 weeks of COVID-19?
Well, I actually got to spend a lot of quality time with my own family, which wasn't really heard of prior to the COVID lockdown. But then on top of that, there were things that I was doing behind the scene with the paperwork side. And so when we were finally able to enter into the building site, we had a lot of stuff that were all set up and ready to go so that we could continuously follow through with all the networks, resources and all that kind of stuff. So, yeah.
So when did Smith's Ave became operational during COVID-19, during Alert Level 4, Alert Level 3 and now we're at Alert Level 2? What happened at Smith's Ave and during those times?
Yeah, so we're talking about, so today is day 55. So basically, as infrastructure, I feel it's important as our team we would record and create a diary so that we could see of how we could be so flexible or change what we needed to change to make ourselves available for our community. So day 33, we're coming into, you know, out of lockdown, so down to level 3. So it was in that time, we're looking about 3 weeks ago, we were able to put a plan together and work with council and get the permissions through civil defence and that to work and get our buildings open. It's not to say there hasn't been a lot of trouble that goes with it, but, you know, obviously a lot of Wi-Fi systems that were shut down at that time. But we're quite creative, and this is why our Connect the Groups work pretty well, because we do different things. And so as part of my role was to get in touch with those departments and get a Wi-Fi router and make those temporary connections.
So with emergency management from the council, the civil defence emergency management. So you were able to be part of that in Alert Level 3?
Well, to be honest, since we've been in lockdown, this is day 55, we have really been Zooming in Papakura. That's the great thing about our networks with MDCAT, with PCN, which is Papakura Network. We have been already pre-planning prior to this. Because we wanted to be real and on the ground.
So how was that process with council? I know that the food warehouse was in town, Auckland City. Did you provide food packs at Smith's Ave?
So basically what happened was, because the marae is working in close cohesion with Southern Initiative.
Apakura marae?
Yes, that's right, correct. Because of those systems already in place, there's not a lot of red tape to undo. We found is, in our community with Smith Ave, a lot of those groups were missing out on food, you know, and they would not go over to the marae. So we saw that, and because of that, you know, we're all mums. This is why it's called Samon. Because we're all mums and we keep it simple. So we thought, you know what, let's do this. So we do our boil-up nights and we get food and stuff and put together in packs that are suited for our people, because let's get real.
So tell us about the boil-up nights. What's that? I'm hungry already.
It's got to have fire bread with it.
Absolutely. Prior to all of these things, for the last 5 years, we've really been in community, and this is why it makes it so much more easier, because we really know who does the pot of soup, who does the chicken, who does the potato, who brings the kai. So this makes it so much easier because the networks are really there. And so being able to come together and, you know, obviously staying contactless, we really got the people there. So it just goes from one person to another person and the whole street's there. So for us, it's our Thursday night, and we know it's the same as the Manai night, but at the end of the day we have to be realistic, because, you know, from that comes other things.
So you spoke about the router. Where did that come from?
So we're quite funny, because we yes means no means yes and yes means no.
So you don't take no for an answer.
No is a good thing. For us, and so that just means yes. So, we've got a good relationship with Angie. She's been with Smith Ave for a number of 4 or 5 years, so our relationship's already there. So we spoke to her, and she moved a few things and gave it, you know, came and dropped it off to us, and we do the rest of the part of it and make it happen. And that's basically what we do.
Okay, cool. Thank you, Mel. My recording has stopped there, but anyhow. Violet, tell us about the people. Tell us about the folks that come to Smith's Ave.
We get all sorts. We get the young, we get the old, we get the miserable, we get the happy.
Yep.
They come from all walks of life. The sad part about it is, especially our rangatahi, is overcoming the alcohol and drug abuse within the area. But they're also crying out We can see them. We know that they're there. And now they know that we're there and they're crying out for help. So the big step up for them is having that safe haven in place so that they don't feel whakama. You know, they know they're not going to get turned away. They might get a slap on the hand or kick up the butt. But otherwise, they know that they've got a listening ear to be able to come and kōrero.
Yeah.
When times get rough. As I said, they come from all walks of life, all ethnicities. So doesn't matter what colour you are or what your background is, we're there.
I see that the programs that that you run is we've got the Chromebook and online training. We've got Kids for Little Ones and their whānau. Legacy of Women Group to empower women, grassroots where kids 7 plus get to learn how to use tools safely. And of course we've got the Netball Mondays and Friday. Friday we have the spirituality workshops. Which one do you think of those programs that young people, rangatahi, would, when they turn up, do they turn up to those any of those programs?
They turn up to the grassroots. I mean, we started that before Christmas with about half a dozen kids. And I think now we're topping nearly 20, 20 plus each week. So
tell us
grown.
About the grassroots program. What's that? So if I'm a rangatahi in Papkora and I happen to just mistakenly listen to Well With Anahila in Papkora, what is it? What is grassroots?
Grassroots was really catering for our babies. Putting in place for them guidelines, you know, that not everything is bad and not everything is good. But with proper direction, they still get to make the choice of which way they want to go. Mel and Rachel have been so inspirational with it over the last few weeks. And it's the outside groups that have been coming into UFI. And, you know, it's changed the attitude to a lot of our babies. They now have a lot more respect for themselves. They have a lot of respect for us. They also have a lot of respect for their families. You know, regardless of what may go on at home, they know, oh, Mum and Dad are at home. They are waiting for us. And you also get the opportunity where Mum and Dad can come down and just sit back and enjoy their children again, you know.
I saw that the netball court has been resurfaced or redeveloped. How did that come about?
I'll talk to this one. So basically for a number of years, I was just a local, so just coming in, coming to all these huis. There's a lot of network steering group meetings that allows the community to come in. So basically from those meetings, it enabled us to be able to get into a space and be able to work with council. I think the thing I didn't understand was it needed a community to come behind to actually hold them accountable, if I'm allowed to say that, you know. So
because so council had all these great ideas.
Yes, great ideas.
You've been to many community meetings. And you realise that actually the community has a voice and can contribute to council.
Absolutely. Found the power was in the people's hands. It's just that the people didn't realise that they had the power. And so what we're seeing now with the great concept plans, it's coming to life and be able to share at grassroots levels to our drug addicts, et cetera, all those hard ones that come there stoned or whatever, because we take them and sit them and go, okay, and have a talk with them, have a prayer with them, you know. I mean, it's not a swear word, but it's a good word. But that's what we've seen the difference. We are able to, so you can have all the head knowledge in the world, but when you have the head and the heart work together.
Tell us about your spirituality program on the Friday.
Circuit Breaker. Because Circuit Breaker, and we've been Zooming for 8 weeks.
Since during the COVID.
Yes, we didn't stop. I hate cameras, and I'm talking to her, you know. But you know what? I realised that, you know what, there is a greater need, and our Circuit Breaker has increased since then. But what it is, basically what it is just like a circuit breaker. Everything is a circuit. Everything needs to be shut off or shut on, you know. So be able to share that, and it's made me an expert of using the iPad. and been able to share stuff and use the whiteboard and bring that to that level. So, you know, hey, anyone hear me, man, you can give me a call, you know. but you know, the beautiful thing is it's completed me as a pack to say, you know, oh my gosh, this is something that we're able to do. You know, we were always doing it live, you know, people in the space. But obviously COVID-19, I think in some ways has been a blessing to us because it's showing us to look deeper, look further, and we've grown the greatest in this 55
more
days.
More connected to, more connected to everybody else. That's what I found in COVID-19. Mm. I'm more engaged with people on the Zoom. You're just in their lounge. Like, Rachel, you said you didn't spend a lot. Well, it gave you an opportunity to spend time with your whānau at home.
Yeah, it really did. And actually just reaching out online on the Zoom, not only to family members but to, you know, our stakeholders, council, when we have our meetings. It was awesome. Definitely an eye-opener, that's for sure.
So you'll continue to use the Zoom tool?
Yes, absolutely. Well, what it's done is it's opened up another avenue. Mm. So that means now we have that space to be able to talk. You know, it's very practical. Mm. It's using that engineering side of me to be able to bring it here to this level and change something, you know, but open up that space. We knew it was coming. But I was just trying to delay it as much as I could. COVID-19 sped it up.
Yep.
And it got us to that space, and I didn't know what I was capable of doing. I mean, I did, but I was just, you know, anyway, we're there now.
Yeah, oh, that's awesome. So at 1 o'clock every day on TV, we had the Prime Minister, the Right Honourable Jacinda Ardern, and Dr. Ashley Bloomfield gave us the update on, you know, what happened that day. What did you guys think of that? Were you watching? Were you listening? Or
to be honest, because I'm on the tools, I would have been just hurrying up to try and finish up that. At the same time, thinking, is this going to happen?
Oh, okay,
is this going to happen? Yeah. But I think that very, you know, because I know we're coming down to lockdown, so I was just trying to make sure I was available to finish off that bedroom for that family.
Mm.
That was my main thing, to the point where I forgot about me, you know, to make sure that I had all the gears that I need. Because I mean, if you're in the trades, you're always moving and utilize all your time. Yeah. So I was aware of what's happening and I let our family know. But I thought I. Maybe if I was a bit more, you know, but I think our thing was always more for completing the job.
Did you find yourself thinking, oh my gosh, I'm at a level 4 and I haven't got things done for myself?
Yeah, I knew the back of my mind,
I think we all did. How about you, Rachel, the dual whānau? What do you think of every day we're getting updates from the Prime Minister and the Director General of Health?
Yeah, so to be honest, I actually don't listen to the news. Yeah. I don't watch the TV as much. Mm. Normally I'm getting texts or messages from my daughter in Kirikiri, and she's given me the lowdown on what's happening sort of thing. I'm thinking, we can work with this, and then I'll get the odd phone call or text message if we need to go out and do what we need to do for the community.
Well, it's interesting to see how the message, how the government, I'm part of the government, how we try and get the message out and see where people are engaging at what level.
Yeah.
So your daughter out, I was not in Auckland, informed you of what's happening via what was happening on her feed. Okay.
Yeah.
How about you, Violet?
I didn't get to watch many of her recordings, deliveries at 1 o'clock, but being an essential worker, one of our whaiora, she had a habit of being in that lounge with the TV remote, and bang on 1 o'clock, she'd sit there and she'd listen.
Yeah.
And whenever I was on shift, she'd come and share what was going on. So it was good, you know, that our whaiora were actually getting in on board. Because being a mental health worker, you'd think, you know, they're not going to worry about it.
Yeah.
But she was quite clued into it. I take my hat off to Jacinda for everything that she's done.
Yeah.
And she's taken the knocks and the blows as well, as her party have. But hey, what has to be done has to be done.
So tell us, so I was, well, We can say I'm sort of like an essential worker, but yeah. So you had an essential work. You were an essential worker, Violet.
I worked in mental health and
mental health. Yeah. And you people in your household were essential workers as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. How did they feel going out there while everybody else was staying home, staying safe?
Some of them found it hard.
Yeah.
Some didn't want to come to work, knowing what was going on. And actually trying to figure out just how safe they were. But we managed, the organisation itself were great. Mm. They made sure that everything was in place for all our kaimahi, that they be kept safe while having to work. And working with the people that we work with, you know, was keeping them and their families safe as well.
So when you say the organisation, who are you talking about? Your employer? Who are they?
Emerge Aotearoa.
Emerge Aotearoa, and they're based in?
They're based in Tamaki Makaurau. Head office is out in Te Rārangi Drive.
Te Rākau Drive, yeah. It's just that some of our listeners might not know, so it's good for them too. So that's why, so what without naming any names or sharing any personal information, identifying information, what would a normal day for you be like during Alert Level 4?
A normal day? Just engaging with our whai ora, doing their... Well, actually, what Level 4 did do was created a bigger bond between the kaimahi and our whai ora, where... We actually engaged in more activities, cooking, art, harakeke, you know. I mean, I had to go on to Mr. Google just to figure out, okay, how do I make a puti puti? How do I make a kono? But it was good for me because it brought the inner me out.
So, it was there all the time, just had to wake it up.
But to be able to, share that with kaimahi and with whai ora was awesome.
Yeah.
So it brought a closeness and a better relationship, I think, with our team.
So if I'm listening, thank you, Violet, if I'm listening to our kōrero, how do I get in touch? And I'm a bit whakamau, a bit shy to come over to Smith's Air. What do I do to get involved if I want to get help or I want to volunteer? Yeah. What do I do?
So usually what we would do is, we've actually gained a relationship with a lot of our young youth, especially those that are in gang affiliation, and you're not going to have all of them that are going to come forth. Yeah. You'll have the one or two. So we're building relationships with those particular one or two, and we're saying to them, hey, this is what we do. This is what we'd like to do. What would you like to see happen here? And they kōrero with us, they tell us what they would like to do for their future, and we're saying to them, you know, we're here to support, we're here to do whatever needs to be done. If you want to, or your friends, if you want to come down, have a catch up, have a coffee or kai with us, come down and let's just make these things happen. So they do have a choice of a contact number after hours, or
what's the number?
So the contact number is 022-501-8028.
022-501-8028.
Yeah.
Now that's the phone number.
That's the phone number.
022-501-8028.
Yeah.
That's the phone number. Yeah. Right. Is it open all the time, Smith's Ave Community Centre? Is it open? Can I just walk in?
Yeah, so pretty much where there's always somebody on site, and usually from about 8:30 in the morning, right through to between maybe 4:30 to 6:30. It really just depends what's going on.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay,
cool.
Yeah. All right, ladies, we've got 5 minutes left. And Well with Anahila is also about taking care of yourself, sharing some, bits about good ideas or what do you do to stay healthy.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we don't all have to go to the gym. It could be just anything. So let's just start. Well, let's start with you, Mel. What do you do to to stay well? Oh. What do you do, Mel?
Oh, well, what do you want to know?
She doesn't sleep.
You know what? It feels like you're always on the go. So
yes.
How do you get yourself to be nourished?
Okay. Yeah. Okay, for us, I just put it this way: it's energy, high octane. Not many people can live. Not many people can stand in my shoes, and I don't say that lightly, because you know if you understand how the spirit leads the soul leads the body, that spiritual garment is needed to garment the soul, which is how I move, and that energy is there. So with this lockdown, I just made it even better for us because with my family. We already had all the stuff there in terms of Bamington. So we just got more active, you know. We got more active. We were able to train the kids because now became the principal of my school.
Wow.
And they said, we can't wait to get back to school. This is terrible, Mum. But you know what? I can tell you, 34 days later, when I was able to release them 3 weeks ago to school, they're one of the best kids because, one, they're nurtured. They know how to think, mind over matter. So basically, I leverage that energy and use that energy to move us, not too much head knowledge and not enough heart knowledge. They become one. So Circuit Breaker, if you're listening out there, Circuit Breaker is one of the greatest assets I have of being able to think on purpose, and that's what we do in our community.
Mm. Circuit Breaker.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. Rachel, what do you do?
For me, apart from my spiritual walk, which is like my first and foremost, I like doing a lot of things. I'm right into interior design. I love doing DIY, upcycling. I'm not much of a baker. My children are the ones that teach me how to bake. But I do love to cook the odd meal now and then, even though my husband would disagree. But apart from that, I love walking, anything where I can just do something to kind of keep myself grounded. So... That's me.
Thank you. Violet, what do you do to stay well?
Anything and everything.
No, tell us one.
Like Rachel, yes, my spiritual side comes out in me morning and night. But what the lockdown has done is actually brought the inner me out. Who I am, first and foremost, as Māori. Hence the harakeke and, I mean, Rachel's doing her korowai classes. Well, I'm actually doing korowai online. So everything is online so that I can just push replay. Kangen water. I live off my kangen water.
Kangen water?
Which is electrolyzed water.
Okay.
It would beat that any day.
Yeah.
One day you come out to Smith's Ave and I'll give you a demo just to show you what the difference is.
Okay.
I suppose basically it's just keeping myself grounded. Knowing that I still had to go to work every day, every night, I was still able to come home and enjoy my own four walls for a change. Level four did wonders. Even though I had a husband that was home for the last 8 weeks, he was relieved because I didn't have to go running off to Smith's Ave. I was home. Yeah. I wasn't signing divorce papers.
Thank you, Violet. I just want to take this opportunity to thank you as an essential worker who was out there doing the mahi while we were staying indoors. So just want to take this opportunity to say, kia ora, Violet. Thank you for what you do. And we're just going to round up. We've got a minute left. So, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening today. It's the first time we've been back here well with Anahila, the Labourist MP based in Papakura. And today we're at Smith's Ave with Mel Brown, Violet Slade and Rachel Ikurere, sharing what they do at Smith's Ave. And you've heard the ladies. Just drop in. If you're in Papakura, just drop in. You got rangatahi de, just say, hey, what about you dropped off to Smith Ave? Maybe they can, maybe you'll meet someone there or have a kai on a Thursday. So that's it, ladies. We're done. We've done our half an hour. Thank you very much for joining me today. And yes, everyone, we're back well with Anahila, and hopefully you're playing it safe there. We're currently at alert level 2. Ka kite anō.